The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Right, you are back to the Sunday Business Show with me, Conal O'Moran. In the next 55 minutes or so, we will be talking airport duty-free, angels, taxi apps, women entrepreneurs, cardboard boxes, anything and everything that counts as business, all on the world's busiest business show. And don't forget, we're giving away an iPad thanks to our sponsor, Gas Networks Ireland, just by commenting and liking on the Sunday Business Show page on Today FM's Facebook page. It's like a new version of our world's easiest quiz, our patented quiz, where we give you the answer. This time, we've also managed to do away with the question. And speaking of competitions, we have a world's easiest quiz. We at Today FM are delighted to partner with Leopardstown Racecourse to provide a prize that will win you lots of brownie points with your pals or your family. You and three people will each receive premium level access to head to the famous Christmas even festival at Leopardstown on Friday the 29th of December to enjoy top class racing, live concert after racing from Monday, and enjoy premium hospitality areas. Of course, you must be free on the 29th of December to avail of these prizes, but having been there myself, I highly recommend it. And all you have to do is to answer this ridiculously simple question, because I'm going to give you the answer anyway. What was the name of the Irish racehorse trained by Michael Horrigan? Was it Turkey and Ham, Beef or Salmon? B, Beef or Salmon, or is it C, Spuds and Sausages? That is the world's easiest quiz. 0874 100 102. 0874 100 102, and we will give you that prize later on in the program. Now, duty free could be coming back on the menu again, depending on what happens with Brexit. In theory, if you're leaving an Irish airport, travelling to the UK, it could be that you'll be able to stock up on your favourite tipple. Good news, no doubt, for airport managers. Now, you probably don't know the brand Duty Free, but since they run 2,200 duty-free shops around the world, you probably have done some business with them over the years. Dufry, that's D-U-F-R-Y, is the world's biggest duty-free shopping operator and has been in business since 1865 and is today's Sunday Business Show, Business Behind the Brand. And why? Well, 6 months ago, the shares, which are traded in Switzerland and curiously in Brazil as well, were above 170 Swiss francs. Today, they've collapsed to 134 Swiss francs. So what's going on? We've sent Merian Capital's Chief Investment Officer, David Holohan, to check it out. Morning, David.
Good morning, Conal. How are you?
I'm very interested in this one because, as a sideshow to Brexit, the duty fee could be back.
Yes, so once Brexit does happen, around March 2019, assuming there's no transition period, there will be duty-free trade between Ireland and the UK, which obviously has big ramifications both for the airports and for the shipping companies as well.
And unfortunately for duty-free, they don't own our airports.
No, they don't.
Or they don't operate in our airports, but they do operate everywhere else.
Yes, so it's a very big company. Dufry have 24% of the global market for duty-free. They've been incredibly acquisitive over the last two decades. So just by virtue of history, in 2003, they had sales of 686 million Swiss francs. Last year, they were up to over 7 billion. So a tenfold increase. And a lot of that has
that
come in the last few years.
Is phenomenal.
It's enormous. So they bought World Duty Free in 2015. Now, that's a name people will be familiar with if they travel through Heathrow or a lot of the UK airports. That they're very big there. They own Hudson over in the US. So again, anybody who travels to New York or Boston will know Hudson stores are everywhere. They tend to be kind of like news agents, but also sell duty free items. And they're very big in South America, Russia, and increasingly in Asia as well.
What is the secret of success in that business? What's it's basically you get the ground space or the floor space, and then it's up to you to squeeze as much as possible out of it.
Exactly. So the biggest cost base for the company is concessions, because obviously the airports get a significant sum from each of the duty-free companies for operating there. It's not a very high-margin business. It's about a 5% net margin business. But for them, you have a captive audience, because once you're in the airport, you have throughput. You don't have to worry about, you know, the high street pressures that other retailers have to do, or the products going out of vogue, because ultimately, you know, cheap booze typically sells well. So it's a tried and tested business model. What Dufry have been very good at doing is consolidating the sector and extracting synergies from each of the businesses they take in.
What is the sneaky stuff they get up to? Where do they make their larger margins?
Well, they're actually pretty widely spread. So, you know, the biggest market for them is perfumes and cosmetics. That's a third of their business. Confectionery, actually, surprisingly, that's big, 17%. Wines and spirits is only 15%, and luxury goods is 13%.
So, isn't that interesting? Only 15% wines and spirits.
Absolutely. So, you know, it is the perfumes, that's where a lot of the money is, and confectionery, actually. And that it comes back to what I was saying about Hudson in the US. Like, it's they're a bit like newsagents almost, but it's a big chunk of Dufry's business.
And is it correctly duty-free? Is that the saving?
No, well, it's for duty-free, so that's 62% of their business, and then 38% is duty paid. So they have a mix. And again, that comes back to some items are duty-free and some are not, depending on which country.
So
newspapers or confectionery may not be duty-free depending on the airport.
Okay,
but
so
obviously the booze, cigarettes, and the perfumes would typically be, yeah.
Yeah, but still 15% only for the booze. That's very interesting. So presumably you can run out of airports to locate him.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a risk, but actually air traffic volumes are growing at a very healthy rate. So this year they're expected globally to be up about 9% and between 5 and 7% for the next 2 years. So there's a lot of airports opening up, particularly in Asia and even in South America when Brazil was booming before the more recent economic challenges. They were opening up new airports there as well.
And 170 down to 134 thereabouts. What's going on?
Yeah, so one of the big areas that Dufry obviously has exposure to is FX, foreign exchange, because they're based in Switzerland, they report in Swiss francs, but they've got lots of currency movements, and the dollar is a big exposure to them, and the dollar has been quite weak over the past 6 months.
Good time to buy.
I think it's a good time to buy because, again, it's a tried and tested business model, provided that we don't have a significant slowdown in global growth. Passenger numbers will keep growing. And for Dufry, they've shown that while they've been aggressive at acquiring companies in recent years, they're now potentially looking at IPOing their US business as a way of reducing down debt, which would be a positive move.
One of the problems is in buying this share that you are buying in Swiss francs, so you've got your own FX or foreign exchange issues there.
You do, absolutely, yeah. And it is a reality that if you're buying anything out of Euroland, you do have to take into account FX risk, yeah.
And does it pay a dividend?
The dividend is quite small. It's in the region of about 1%, and the reason behind that is because they have done so many acquisitions, they have taken on quite a lot of debt to fund them. So until the debt comes down, which it is in the process of doing, they won't be paying out big dividends. But it is going to grow over time, but at the moment it's still a small enough yield.
So time to buy.
I think it looks interesting, yeah. Again, you know, airlines have had a great year this year. It might be worth considering maybe switching out of some airline shares into some of the duty-free operators.
Like Ryanair.
Like Ryanair.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
You don't have to worry about unions with these guys.
What's your price target? Give me, I know it's, I presume you hate giving those things.
Yeah, though. I think you could certainly see it move back over the next 12 months towards where it started falling from. So, you know, around that 170
right.
level. Yeah, not too bad.
Okay, David Holohan, Chief Customs Officer, we call you today at Merion Capital. Thank you so much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. We are going to take a break, after which we will be going to bed with a bed angel.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.